Welcome back here on News Radio KMAN. Speaking with Dan Watkins, he is the VFW Post 1786 commander here, and it's always a pleasure to have you out here in the studio.
Oh, yeah, I love coming out here and let everybody know what's going on. You know, like we talked last time, you know, people kind of thought that Manhattan didn't have a VFW post anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ended my first year as a post commander, and let me tell you what, it's been a year. We received the All-State Award from the VFW Department of Kansas. And what that is, it's a very distinctive award, and we're one of 19 of the 114 posts in the state that received it.
Wow.
And for our post, it's the first time in 15 years.
So to kind of explain a little bit about some of the work that's gone on for you guys to acquire that.
With that, and, you know, going into the 19 that achieved it, you know, I've got to do that. I just can't promote us. It's really huge for us because it's been a first time in 15 years.
Sure.
But one of the things is each post has to meet several requirements to advance. And there's competitions, there's community service. There's three of them that are really big, and I'd kind of like to talk about those a little bit once we get down to that. They're Patriot's Pen, which is grade 6 through 8, and what that is, it's an essay contest. And there's Voice of Democracy, which also is an essay contest. The Patriot's Pen kids can win like $5,000. And then I know we talked about the Voice of Democracy, which is for the high school kids, grade 9 through 12,
mm-hmm.
and which our post had the state winner, which was really good, and she ended up 11th in state and national out of 54 because, of course, the 50 states and the four territories.
That's not bad.
And they just announced, first of the month, the one for next year, Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy. They're going to have the same meaning, and it's what makes America great. And if somebody's interested about it, they can look it up at vfw.org and get more information about it and contact us at the post. Post phone numbers on our Facebook page. And I encourage them, and I encourage these kids, I encourage these parents, these teachers to get these kids involved in this, because it's not only a chance for the kids to do something, but it's a chance for them to get college money, especially the high school kids and the Patriot's Pen kids too. I mean that all goes into that, and it's great. They get a 4-day all expense paid trip to Washington D.C. should they make it at the state level, but you know it's really big. And their Teacher of the Year award, the teachers get like $5,000 for their personal development or their school. And first responder awards, fire, EMS, and police. I mean, a lot of stuff. And it's a lot of requirements. It's a lot of work. And we had, well, back to what all this was, we had about 1,000 hours in community service with our post last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, we did a lot. And another thing that goes into this, and it's the first time in 8 years that the post has been 100% membership. And we're actually, I looked this morning before I came in, and we're just over 100, we're at 101.5, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's great. But I just want to reemphasize that what we do is we provide support for veterans, active duty members, and their families. And my first year here, because it wasn't just me. We focused on building relationships, not only with our members, but with the communities. We're getting involved with the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, with the Yellow Ribbon Program.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of us, actually my wife and I, because she's going to be an officer with the auxiliary, we're going to become instructors for that. So, again, some more community involvement, and that's what we're going to be doing, is we're going to be helping them teach the suicide prevention, suicide awareness with the Yellow Ribbon Program. Phenomenal. And the one big thing that I think has really helped the post is relocating it to the First Free Methodist Church. And it's helped us to reinvent the idea of an active organization. It's helped attract people. Some of the older members that left, but especially the new ones, and I'm talking these younger members, males and females, I mean, the veterans, Iraq, Afghanistan, Korea, Kosovo, Bosnia, I mean, all the, and a lot of the current stuff, and they're like, wow, you guys meet in a church? Well, yeah, that's where we have our meetings at, and that's about all we do is our meetings there. But we're out in the community, and, you know, it's you can tell it's a passion that we all have. It's a passion that I got.
So we're going to probably see more of you guys here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We, as we were talking before we started, we got three really big things coming up, and we'll just kind of keep it to May because there's only three big things coming up in May so far. May 11th is the Yard Art Classic Car Show. And we have a booth there. It's called the District 4 Veterans Resource Table. And we have several posts from our area, and we've done two of them so far. Great turnout. But it's to give veterans information, what the VFW does, help them with benefits if they need it, because we'll have one of our service officers there. That can help them get them steered in the right direction if they need benefits. And just a lot of fun. May 13th at 9:30, and I'm just going to say this because it's really big. There's going to be a POW MIA flag raising ceremony and recognition at the Riley County Police Department. And this goes in with the project that I started last year to have Riley County, the first county in Kansas, nationally recognized as a POW-MIA county. So that's the first one, and we got another one coming up with the city with the POW-MIA in September. We'll get to that. September 17th, mark your calendars, because it's going to be a pretty big deal. Manhattan will be the first POW-MIA city that's nationally recognized in the state of Kansas.
That is such a good honor.
It is. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work, a lot of research, but it was worth it. And last but not least, May 27th, Memorial Day, we will be having our annual Memorial Day service at 11 a.m. at Valley View Cemetery out on 24 Highway. Free barbecue, it's open to the public. Come on out, watch the ceremony if you've never been to one. If everything goes right, this year will be the first time in many years we've had our own honor guard doing the ceremony, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and we love to cook.
Yeah.
So
such a great holiday. Not only do you get to be out, but it is a holiday you want to make sure you remember the reason we have the holiday here too.
And we have it's a really nice service that we have, a really nice memorial service that we have. It takes about 5 minutes, but it recognizes all veterans that, you know, they paid the ultimate price, or they just, you know, got out and whatever, retired and whatever, and passed on. But it's a really, that's what Memorial Day is about. It's about that ceremony and remembering those. And if anybody would like, if they would like to come out and help us place flags, they can hit us up on our Facebook page. Also, the number on there is my phone number. It's the post number, since I'm the post commander. They got any questions? Feel free to call me. Be more than happy to answer them. And looking forward to a great new year.
Perfect. Well, and where did you say the celebration's at for Memorial Day?
Valley View Cemetery.
Valley View Cemetery. Okay.
Valley View Memorial Cemetery. It's the one on 24, just over the bridge.
Gotcha.
It's still our cemetery, even though it's in another county. So.
Very good. Well, Dan, that's all good stuff here. It's nice when you have nothing but good news to report here.
Oh, always. Yeah. That's all we have.
Very good. Well, appreciate you coming out here. And again, Dan Watkins, the VFW 1786 Post Commander. Don't be a stranger. We'll have you on again sometime soon.
Oh, yeah. Always. I'm sure there'll be some work coming up.
All righty.